Hello and welcome to another phone-in service for Larne Free Presbyterian Church on this the week beginning the 14th of June. I trust you are keeping well and enjoying something of the Lord's blessing in these days. Now I want to start our phone-in service today by listening to a gospel hymn, and then we will read some verses of scripture from Romans chapter 15.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
What a lovely gospel hymn that is, and we are so thankful for Christ who has dealt with our sins and gives us true salvation. Now, if you would, take your Bible and turn to Romans chapter 15, and let's commence our reading at the verse 13. The verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. And then if you go down to verse 19, in these verses the Apostle Paul now speaks to the Roman believers, and he tells them essentially why he has written to them. It's ultimately to preach the gospel, that they might obey the word. But verse 19 is our text. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Alcaeum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. That's the text that I want to leave with you today. Let's have a word of prayer together. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, as we just take these moments around the Word of God, Lord, bless thy Word to our souls. And if there's anyone listening who isn't saved, Lord, speak to them. Bring them on to thyself. And for those who do know thee, Lord, encourage us as we consider again the great blessings and benefits of the gospel of Christ. Amen. The Apostle Paul begins to conclude his book with verse 13, where he says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and so on. And he does so by expressing his desire for the people of God, and what you have then is the expression of God's will for you and I, dear believer. Verse 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, the goal of Christianity is not to make you miserable and scared and empty and weak. No, quite the opposite. Rather than miserable, it's there to give us joy. Rather than being scared, it gives us great peace. rather than being empty. It fills us with hope, and the gospel does not make us weak, rather it fills us with power. This is the gospel of Christ. Now the Apostle Paul says here, he went everywhere preaching, and of course the Apostle Paul didn't only give his life to preach the gospel, he died for the sake of the gospel. And we are thankful today that we have the gospel now in our mother tongue, that we're able to preach and enjoy. So we're thinking today about the gospel of Christ, as it is recorded there in verse 19. I have fully, the end of verse 19, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The word gospel there, you will know it's the word euangelion. That's a Greek word, and it really means good news. If someone in those days had a good message to say to someone, they would say, listen, I have euangelion. I have good news for you. And the Apostle Paul here is preaching a very specific kind of good news. It is the good news of Christ. Now, we have to ask the question, what is so good about Christ? What's so good about the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world? Well, three things that we're going to consider. First of all, he came to rescue the lost. The question was once asked, what is the saddest word in the English language? And some said, well, it's the word sad. Other people felt it was the word unloved. Some people thought it was the word lonely. Other people thought it was the word hopeless. One individual said it was the word lost. Because when you're lost, you're sad, you feel unloved, you're very much lonely, and you feel hopeless. And so perhaps it is true. The saddest word in the English language is lost. But mankind is lost. Humanity is lost. You see, there is no doubt that as a people, we find many ways of distracting ourselves. Entertainment and so on and so forth. But without Christ, we're genuinely lost. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where this journey of life will eventually take us. There's no certainty. You have no way of knowing where you will be when the journey of life is over. It may be heaven. It may be hell. Maybe you think you're only going to go to the grave, or maybe you think you're going to be annihilated and you won't exist anymore. The reality is, if you're not saved, you're lost, and you have no idea. You have no assurance of where you're going at all. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14 speak about a broad road and a narrow road. A broad road, because there only are two ways. You're either on the broad road, which leads to hell, or the narrow road that leads to heaven. And those who are on the broad road are lost. Those who are on the narrow road are those who have been found by Christ. Those who are on the broad road are guilty of sin. Those who are on the narrow road are forgiven of all their sin. Maybe you're listening to this and you know full well that you're lost. Christ came to rescue the lost. That's the good news here. You see, Luke 19, the verse 10, it says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was, and listen for it, that which was lost. You see, we are lost. The human race is lost. But here's the good news. Christ came to find us. The same way the good shepherd went in search of the sheep that was lost. He called out for it. And whenever the sheep heard the good shepherd calling, the sheep would have responded. It would have bleated. And that's what you have to do today. You hear the gospel of Jesus Christ calling you. Well, why not now? Call upon the Lord. Seek him to save your never-dying soul. Not only did the Lord come to rescue the lost, he also came to forgive the offender. This is the gospel. You see, we have all offended God by our many sins. And have you ever sat down and honestly thought or considered how many times you have offended God and sinned against him? Think on how many years you have been alive. And think of how many times over those years and decades that you have behaved more like the devil than you have like Christ. Think how many times you have rejected, ignored, and despised your Creator. Think about what it cost God to provide you with salvation, but you just declined. Think about your lust and your addictions and your Sabbath breaking and lies and foul language and covetousness. Think about your idolatry, putting other things in God's place. And you know, we're just getting started here. Think about your anger and gluttony and bitterness. Think about your blasphemy and pride. Think about your fightings and false accusations. Think about your hypocrisy and immorality, your contentions and deceit and dishonesty, your substance abuse, perhaps, your denying Christ and your greed, your slander, your loving evil and inordinate affections, your wrong judgings and hurting others, your mockery, your murders right down to hatred, your speaking against God and striking others, your unbelief, your failing at times to be merciful, your unrighteousness, without natural affection toward your love ones at times, unthankful, foolish talk, stealing, thievery, extortion, wicked deeds, filthiness, envy, and the list just goes on. When you consider even the brief list that I just mentioned there, it really answers the question, what's wrong with the world? The problem is us, sinners. When we lay all these sins out, and as we as it were, dissect ourselves, we can see what a sorry, terrible mess we have actually become. Now, what are you going to do about that? You immoral, unrighteous, dishonest, unthankful, contentious, unbelieving, selfish, proud wretch. What are you going to do about that? Are you happy enough being like that? Are you happy to die like that? You know, it's good sometimes just to call things out as they are. And the reality is, you and I were sinners. It's time to confess sin. And know this. Here's the good news of the gospel. Christ is able and willing to forgive. Matthew chapter 9 and the verse 2. It says there, reporting an instance when Christ was speaking, Christ says, Son of man, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Matthew 9 verse 2, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. What a wonderful verse. You know, we have a great Saviour that we must give thanks for. And this is the great news, the good news, the gospel of Christ. I want to ask you, why are you ignoring the good news? Rather than rejoicing and receiving life in Jesus Christ, rather than being full, as that verse 13 put it, rather than being full of joy and peace and hope and the power of the Holy Ghost, why would you choose just to ignore the gospel and continue in your sin? The Lord offers you life today. Would you not come? We'll close with 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Thank you for listening. Amen.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
In my heart,
in my heart,
in my heart,
in my heart.
my